When I say that Jewish identity isn't religious, I can see folks roll their eyes and think this rabbi is crazy. I can almost hear them saying to themselves, he's so liberal that he doesn't even understand what it means to be Jewish. But knowing what folks are thinking, I continue by explaining that Jewish identity is more complex than just stating that being Jewish is religious. I talk about the writings of Rabbi Mordechai Kaplan, the founder of Reconstructionist Judaism, who stated that Judaism is a civilization. Or I talk about Zionist thinkers who spoke about peoplehood. I explain that being Jewish means being part of a people, and that there are different ways to give expression to that. One way is strictly secular, whether it's secular Israeli or an American Jew whose identity is defined by his or her cultural involvement. Another way to give expression to Judaism is through religious identity. And I proceed to explain that there are multiple religious identities within Judaism, some of which are even in conflict with one another. Think Orthodox Judaism and any form of Judaism that gives women full equality. I continue by explaining that different forms of Judaism conceive of God differently. And when I say that there is nothing one specifically has to believe to be Jewish, folks usually go ballistic. Until I ask them the definition of who is a Jew as defined in the Talmud. While folks aren't clear about where it's from or the fact that not all movements even agree with it, somebody always says a Jew is someone born of a Jewish mother. I follow up by asking, does it mention belief anywhere? And when they realize the answer is no, they're still not quite convinced, but they begin to realize what I'm teaching them is an accurate understanding of Jewish identity. Recently, the Jewish Agency in Israel, whose primary mission is encouraging and helping folks to immigrate to Israel, has decided it was time to shift its activities and focus more on Jewish identity. Lo and behold, the Jewish Agency, one of the most significant Jewish organizations in the world and literally funded by Jews from every corner of the globe, is talking about Jewish identity the same way I do. The agency is headed by Natan Sharansky. Remember him? He was the famous Russian refusenik who eventually made it to Israel. Sharansky wants to use the resources of the Jewish Agency to promote peoplehood. And it was described in one article as a sense of connectivity between Jews who share a common fate and a common history. Quoted in that same article in the Jewish Foreword, Professor Stephen Cohen, a sociologist and director of New York University's Berman Jewish Policy Archive, says, peoplehood is not a vague concept, and he proceeds to give a clear definition, which includes, when Jews are in trouble, you're expected to help them. And he talks about tikkun olam, repairing the world, and he speaks about a peoplehood of commitment. The current executive vice president of the Jewish Federation of Greater Washington stated it this way, peoplehood means an extended family with a mission. It's good that the Jewish Agency has taken on this mission of strengthening a diverse and embracive understanding of what it means to be a member of the Jewish people. Too many Jews who feel Jewish, who are committed to the Jewish people, who have a sense of a shared past and a commitment to a shared future, are wrongly told that because they aren't religious, they aren't really Jewish. This, I hope, will be changed by the Jewish Agency's activities. And I also believe that by promoting a notion of peoplehood, there will also be a growing recognition that there are many different ways religiously to give expression to one's Judaism. There is no one way to be religiously Jewish. There are many authentic ways to do so. At ourjewishcommunity.org and at Beth Adam, our goal is to create an open and safe environment for individuals to explore and celebrate their Jewish identity, however they understand it. Having been speaking about this for over 3 decades, it is exciting for me to see a major Jewish organization repeating what I've been saying. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.